Right, welcome back. We've just recorded a half an hour podcast without recording it. But if you were to listen to what we've just said, you'd probably cancel us all. So.
No, we'd get arrested. Hello, everybody. Welcome. We'd get arrested. We'd all get arrested. You guys would probably cheer us along, but we'd get arrested and then you wouldn't see us again.
Yeah, no, but they'd be guilty
by association.
So many life lessons as well, because we went quite in depth on personal experiences and, you know, the do's and don'ts of real life.
What, that part about where you open a long and then the market goes short and then you are underwater like within seconds and you know that it's actually not just a conspiracy, but it's just all about you and you're just going to eternally fail at trading. That part.
Okay. It's basically, yeah. And then some smart ass says just counter trade yourself. Like that.
Oh, yeah, that's
such
right.
A cold-blooded way.
Remember, guys.
Yeah, I've been getting fucked.
Remember, guys, life lesson number one. When you have a stop loss in mind, make sure that your stop loss is in fact your entry. That's the life lesson. Ah, Ledger. We're going to kick it off with Ledger.
Well, where else to start? I think it's a little bit overblown, if I'm being brutally honest. But so Ledger have came out and said that there is actually a firmware upgrade that would allow the private key to be distributed to three custody providers if you want to opt into that. And people are a little bit shocked at the fact that you could actually do that with... the private key with inside the hardware device. I don't really see why everyone's kicking off, to be honest, but because you have to opt in for one. The fact that you can do that, yeah, it's a little bit shit, but only if you're a complete idiot and then go and opt in for it. You could argue that there's potential for malware upgrades and shit like that, but
Somebody else made a post and said, you guys are a bunch of degens. You're like betting your life savings on chickens and frogs and all the rest of it. Now you're getting upset about private keys. What's going on with you people? You're overreacting. Well, guess what? It's actually not about that. It's about the fact that this is supposed to be a device where you are the only one that's privy to this information. And now you're being told that that's not in fact the case. And that's
which is perfectly fine if you're the bellend who had over $200 million worth of Bitcoin on it, and he lost it, and he locked himself out. Now, I know there's been getting a lot of hate on this, but there is definitely a use case for people who are forgetful like myself. Now, if I lost a lot of money on my Ledger and I couldn't get into it, I'd be pretty shocked. So the fact that they got a safeguard to get back in, is it a bad thing? For some people, probably not. For the broader crypto community, the seven of us that are now definitely left, yes.
Of which three of us.
No, hold on. There will be six of you once ETH goes over my liquidation level, which I'm looking at now approaching, and then I'll be done.
Okay, we'll give you 5 minutes. Is that why you just went off camera then? I swear.
No, I had to close the door.
my take on what's happening with Ledger is there's a lot happening with smart contract wallets and account abstraction, and a lot of that can benefit from kind of social recovery and stuff like that. So I think they're about to try and preempt them feeling the pinch from these kind of new ways to actually store your assets and your coins and your tokens and stuff like that. So I think, one, it's a bit of a PR shit show, like communication error completely. They should have, in my opinion, I'm not a fucking expert, obviously I'm a complete idiot, but just bring out a separate device if you want to do that shit with separate software and separate firmware. If you want people to have a partial self custody or opt in, just have a separate device.
From a business perspective, it would have been genius. It would have been like another product, another range. They could have made it look different, maybe put some little daisies on it and make it sweet smelling and the rest of it, and say this is the assist Ledger, and this is what it does for you. And if you're scared you're going to lose your keys, you can buy it and you can pay a little bit extra. Dude, that could have made an absolute fortune. That would have looked like such geniuses in the process. But instead, they decided to do what they did and they shot themselves in the dick. I mean, the foot.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd like to see what other people are using. I know Matt keeps banging on about the grid, which I'm going to order and give that a go. We're going to have them on the podcast next week to actually talk us through what the fuck's actually going on here. But the Ledger founder's been doing the rounds on certain podcasts that won't be named. just trying to explain what's happened and stuff like that. I think it's been a little bit blown out of proportion, partially down to the fact that it's been delivered pathetically from their end. Like the marketing communication guy needs effectively firing. And also, I think it's a pretty flat market, isn't it? So people just want to jump onto anything that's...
go on, get the hammer out, Jedi. Get the hammer out,
This is a Trezor, dude. This is a Trezor. Trezor is open source. It works. But no one really talks about Trezors. They just talk about Ledgers. It's quite weird. It's like Ledgers definitely seem to be the most popular. But they're the ones that have...
It's a better device, isn't it?
It's a what?
It's a better device, hands down.
I don't know. I prefer the Trezor. It's just simpler.
No the Trezor. Frills.
And it sounds better as well. Trezor.
Yeah, Matt posted about the grid, which is like quite a big thing. And he's like, this is the best hardware device ever. So I just replied to him saying, but the thing is, can you fit it in your ass?
cross border. You have the internet and then you've got cross border. What are you going to do with your device when you go cross border?
That's a pretty big ass you've got yourself there. So are you trying to smuggle anything into this country?
Did you see Matt typing?
Just have my grid.
Oh, God. So, yeah, that's a bit of a shit show. What else have we got on here? Been a bit of a fun week, to be fair. Tether going long Bitcoin with a portion of the profits.
How can you not see alarm bells here? You know, we're talking about the alarm bells that go off when you open longs or shorts and someone's conspiring against you. How can this not be the same as what we saw with Luna and freaking Doquan and all the rest of it? I mean, aren't you getting the same vibe from this?
But it's right. So let me just read the tags on this. Tether, the company which issued 82 billion USDT in stablecoins, that's written wrong. CoinDesk needs to fire the editor. Reported 1.48 billion of net profits in 2023 Q1 and revealed 1.5 billion in Bitcoin holdings. But they're only going to... Tether said they'll allocate up to 15% of realized profits from investments, excluding any unrealized price appreciation of reserve assets to purchase Bitcoin. So they've got like T-bills, they've got like some precious metals, they've got all sorts of shit. So they're quite well diversified. So if it's from realized profits, I don't really see the issue. It's not exactly stuff that's actually backing the underlying. So in my opinion, it's good. They also bought some gold as well. So from like a bit of a sentimental perspective, I think it's a good, indication of where they think the market's heading. They're not going to buy it if they think it's going down. These guys are smart fuckers, even though the Tether black box is opaque to say the least. Sometimes that is dug it out of situations.
Are you trying to tell me that I need to close? Are you trying to tell me that I need to close my Ethereum short?
No, don't close it because I need it to go up.
You want me to add to it because you know that things will moon. Okay. So just for the just breaking transmission. Everyone, the reason why the market's going up is because I'm short. Just so that you know, I accept bribery in the form of bitcoins. Preferably 1.5 billion in bitcoins. You can send them to my Trezor wallet. Thank you.
So I think it's pretty good. Dan, have you had a look into this or anything? No, should we move on?
So check in like the StreamYard private chat. So this dude, Paolo, kind of like breaks it down quite well, and he gives like a little recap on. He's saying they got this question Sharon put it up, and he goes into detail about how this is this strategy similar to or different from the Lunar Foundation. I don't know.
This is the chief technical officer. Yeah.
So they ignore him then.
You think he'll be biased.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's I think he's just stating like it's from realized profits as opposed to being backed by the underlying. So
yeah,
so he's bolding it here. So Tether today has 2.5 billion USDC put my fucking teeth back in. Tether today has 2.5 billion in company owned excess reserve. So it's, as I say, it's always above what is backing the actual USDT. So in my opinion, I don't think it's a big deal.
Just a cool news headline. Because let's be honest, the market's been pretty boring. So basically, like since the, I was saying this morning when I was writing a newsletter, since the whole meme run has like calmed down, things are like boring as shit again. Like we're now talking about stable coins. We're now talking about actual like protocols and actual DeFi and UI, UX and all this shit. I'm like, come on, let's talk about frogs. Let's talk about, you know, what crypto is. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I think the UK might actually be onto something, because they've just come out and said crypto is gambling. It's like, yeah, fucking no shit, dipshit. Like, we've been gambling on frogs, chickens, eggs and monkeys for like the last 3 years. What do you think we've been doing? Like, there's people in this space that are like building DeFi protocols for that real gamma yield and delta neutral hedges. Like, fuck off, mate. Like, seriously, like, go back to TradFi. Like, this is crypto, mate. This is gambling. Like, crypto, it's either gambling or it's going to be cross-border transactions with stable coins. Anything else in the middle is just fucking pointless and stupid. You can stake your asset to secure the network. What network? It doesn't exist. It's not real. Oh, you can then do it for governance. Governance? Jesus Christ. I used to own Apple stocks, right? I'd never once voted for anything to do with Apple. Why? Because I'm such a peanut, right? You got these other peanuts that are voting in these, like, governance things for, like, you know, these big DAOs and stuff. It's like, mate, fuck off. Fly, are you that stupid? This is just gambling because we're bored as shit at home, working from home. Duh. Sorry, ran over.
So Dan renders all of our research completely irrelevant.
Oh shit, yeah. Okay.
That was beautiful.
But please keep reading that stuff. Keeps my gambling addiction at bay.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, isn't it? The UK is hoping to designate it as gambling. Which is hilarious, because if you look at the gambling scene in the UK, what it basically is people who go to the football and put an accumulator on, or a parlay, how you US folks say it. And then it's old men who stink a piss and drink 10 pints of ale all day, who nip into the betting shop in the middle of like every horse race that's happening to lump their benefits on it. And I can say that because I'm from the fucking northeast of England, and that is exactly what happens.
You literally just summed up where I live, dude. Like, we got Weatherspoons, we've got Dentist, we got Superdrug, and then we got the bookies. And you can see the old farts, they started Spoons, and then because it's on a hill as well, they just slowly roll down the hill into the bookie. And then like at the bottom of the hill is like a corner shop, like an offie where they finish it off. They get some, like, what, a big bottle of Frosty Jacks, a 2 liter bottle of Frosty Jacks, and that's them home. They finished all, they've run out of all their money. They've got to wait till next week to get it all in. Right.
But the beauty of the gambling scene in the UK, even though it's quite tarnished, is that it is 0% capital gains. So anything you do make is yours to keep. And That's completely fine by me, if that gets pushed through.
You do realize they'll change the rules.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think it'll get pushed through as gambling. I just don't. I think it'll get pushed through as something. But this is a way for them to just not do any work, which I'm not going to get too political on the show or anything, but for them just to not do any work and kind of tie it all in with the same brush, as opposed to tying it all in with securities and shit like that. So, like, if it goes down this route, from a speculative perspective, I'm not that bothered. From a kind of fundamental perspective, it's a bit of a kick in the tits.
Yeah, it might bring more crypto degens into the UK instead of going to these beautiful countries like Lisbon or El Salvador or, you know, Mexico or anywhere that's got some sunshine, or like somewhere in Asia like Thailand, you know, and bring them to the UK. Whoa.
Yeah, they'll soon leave. Fucking rains 24/7 and
yep,
everyone's a miserable bastard.
As you can
you
see.
Guys are being, I think you guys are being a little bit harsh. Just be kind.
Mate, you're the biggest miserable bugger out of all of us. Jesus Christ.
Dude, I'm concentrating myself. Shut the fuck up, man.
Oh, God. What? Did you see this? So Axie Infinity's game's going to be allowed on the App Store, which is quite interesting.
Did you see the chart? Guys, did you see the chart?
Yeah, yeah.
It did absolutely nothing.
Dude, it was just a liquidation wig. That was it.
It's pathetic, that, isn't it?
Mate, during the ball run, that is
sense. It just shows you there's no retail around at the moment. That's all.
Mate, there's somebody made a post on Twitter. I've got it. I put it in the newsletter. But it's like, you know, you're wondering where retail are, but Threadors are still posting how to use MetaMask and DBank. Your retail dipshit. I was like, oh my God, I am. I'm exit liquidity. We are retail, guys. We are retail. We're the ones who got liquidated on that.
No, it's, as you say, Danny, if that was in a, you know, when Axie had that mental run, like, imagine that news comes out in slap bang in the middle of that. It's, look at that. There was a strange kind of like meta at play when this was happening. All like GameFi associated assets. So Axie, SLP, Sand, Mana, Alice, and shit like that. They would all run when the market was extremely flat and dead during like that kind of area of 2021. So it was really weird. It was like, you know, we say like this conspiracy about people liquidating us all the time. It was almost like as soon as Bitcoin and alts like just completely ran out of steam, these like this little basket of assets would just run, and it was like clockwork for about 3 weeks. But there was some serious money to be made during this. Really, really impressive. But now it just looks fucking terrible. But like, it seems like Apple are opening up to the idea of more crypto and Web3 related stuff. I mean, the Uniswap wallet, which I haven't tried, but it's supposed to be like really, really good.
I've been using it. It's great. Yeah, it's good. But I landed up loading up the Phantom wallet again after not having been on Solana for quite a while, the new one. And it's brilliant. It's like, I actually prefer it to the Uniswap wallet. So you can use... Yeah. You can use Solana, you can use Ethan, you can use Polygon in one wallet. You can switch between them, no problem, and it's absolutely seamless. It's fantastic. Really, it's really good. MetaMask, thank the Lord, is a thing of the past in my life. I'm slowly getting off it, and I'm going on to Phantom, and I'll use Uniswap as well. I'll use those two.
Yeah, the... there's been quite a bit of shit around MetaMask again recently. Just there was like this consensus thing that you had to approve, and it's just really, really strange. It's like they kind of want to be overtaken because they're giving people so many opportunities to kind of just kill them. Their UI is completely dog shit. How long has it taken them for to get NFT integration? And it's just a piece of shit. I think we'll look back in like 5 years and think, what the fuck were we actually playing at? Like,
I've already looked back 1 week and I'm like, what the fuck was I doing using that piece of shit? It's terrible.
What, dude, about Rabi? Have you tried Rabi?
Not a fan, dude. It's, you know what it does? You know what the problem with Rabi is? That it actually takes over your extension. So you can't decide, like intuitively how to switch between different wallets. It just takes over. It's just like, I'm in charge. Fuck you. I'm not going to let you use your MetaMask. And it's like, but dude, I'm trying your product out. Let me use what I've been using. And it's not intuitive. It's like you can work. There's a workaround, but you need a PhD and 16 engineers to work it out.
And you can't change your RPCs, can you?
In Rabi, I haven't even tried. I haven't even gotten to that part of it.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You know?
It's from the debunk team, you know?
I don't know why they've made it so that it's so kind of like, for me, it's just that it takes over. And also, if you use other browsers like Brave or Vivaldi and all the other browsers, it's like the integration into that doesn't exist. So you've got to go with Chrome. I don't like using Chrome. It's not my first choice. So that means I can't use Rabi. I mean, it works, but it's shit. It just doesn't function the way it should.
And there's, what's the one, Frame? I haven't tried that. A few people have.
So I've tried Frame. The problem with Frame is that it's very tech heavy. It's actually a really good wallet, but it needs, like, I would run Frame on a dedicated machine that I would use primarily if I had, like, you know, 10,000 ETH, which I don't because God doesn't love me. I would probably use something like Frame. I would use Frame with, you know, a hard wallet, like definitely not Ledger anymore, with Trezor.
Yeah. Should I have a look at a couple of charts? Is there anything you want to bring up?
Libra, definitely.
Can I just pump my...
Libra.
Render.
The most underrated protocol right now in the whole of DeFi is this. I mean, it's a $4 million market cap. Are you shitting me? There's a frog that's sitting at 650 million that has absolutely zero use case. You've got this thing where it's on the lysergic acid dithalamide, I mean the LSD narrative. And it's just, they've got great strategies on their website. This thing, it's actually a crime that it's sitting at 4 million. The most undervalued in every sense, not just price. Great, great project this.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation this week because of Lido unstaking went live. Because they were delayed after Shanghai for their upgrade and they went through like a series of 9 audits. And which is quite concerning is each audit found something that the other one didn't find. Which I don't know if that's good, bad, or somewhere in between, or the fact that they just can't be perfect code around smart contracts. There's obviously more than.
No, what it's saying is that audits. No, what it's saying is that audits on the whole are shit.
Well, they all found something different. So, but anyway, that's gone live, and people were speculating that Lido and staked ETH being 8% market share for liquid staking derivatives. They thought, well, there could be some unstaking happening and people going off to greener pastures that has potentially larger yield, or even taking the staked ETH, and because you can deposit staked ETH in is it Libra? Libra? Libra?
Libra.
So Libra, you can deposit staked ETH and borrow the EUSD stablecoin against it, and you don't have to do anything with that stablecoin. It just consistently rebases and earns interest on top of the staked ETH plus the LPR rewards. So there's a lot of these coming onto the market. There's Swell, which doesn't have a token yet, but might be worth depositing in for a potential airdrop. I can imagine it'll happen. Unsheath as well. There's a token called LSD. And there's a token called Acid. I don't know how well that protocol's doing, actually, that 0x Acid. But I think there's a few more. We're gonna actually create a short report on like emerging LSD projects and release that over the next week or two. But one thing that people, it's kind of flew under the radar for a lot of people, is when you used to sign into DeFi Llama and look at the number one protocol, it would always say, it would say Curve by kind of TVL, and it'd always say Curve dominance. Now Lido's completely smashed it out of the water. It feels like the liquid staking derivatives market is kind of coming into its own in a regard. So there has to be an ecosystem around it of projects that can build on and expand upon what these liquid staking tokens and these products are doing. I've kind of heard rumors behind the scenes that there's a lot of business development work happening for like Lido and Rocket Pool and Frax, so that their liquid staking token, so whether that be Staked ETH, Rocket Pool ETH, or Frax ETH, to try and get that into as many base pairs as physically possible. So I think we've mentioned this a few times and speculated on it, but I'm kind of happy to see that that's started to happen. So they're trying to just get people to hold the liquid staking token as opposed to ETH. And I think that'll probably be a new kind of paradigm shift, which we'll likely see quite soon.
Interesting. I'd agree. Yeah.
That's why the whole LSD narrative is far from over. I mean,
it's just getting started. It's just getting started, correct. I think.
Mm.
It's like almost like one of those like boring plays that just makes sense. It's like when we were talking about earlier, like when Hasaka made the Ethereum Classic trade going into the merge. It's like, dude, that is so blatantly obvious. Like, it's even in the name, right? It's just one of those boring plays. Pepe is a fun play, whereas you know, just buying ETH and holding it, or like buying like, you know, an LSD play and holding it, it's boring, it's not fun, but it will probably make you a lot of money. My mate, one of my really good mates, years ago, he bought a Swiss toilet paper company. Turns out this Swiss toilet paper company did really well, especially during COVID, and he absolutely printed off it. But does he like telling people that he bought a Swiss toilet paper company? Of course not.
I find it absolutely incredible that you would compare the LSD narrative to a Swiss toilet making company.
Yeah, but mate, it's going to be the softest toilet paper in the world. It's Swiss engineered, isn't it?
Unbelievable. I can't believe where this discussion has gone, but I'll go with it. I mean,
mate, you can tell there's been like absolutely nothing in the markets happening.
I don't know. I think there's a lot happening in the market. We're just looking at something that's completely undervalued. We've possibly imparted some alpha in the process, and you're completely and utterly devaluing our contribution to alpha moments.
Mate, you're just getting too serious. You're getting way too serious. I'm just bringing the tone down.
I'm actually so not serious right now. It's not even funny.
you want to go about... Oh, I won't say that, no.
No. Have you got any wallets saved in your Sleuth folder that have got locked LBR? Because I know there's an unlock on the 31st.
I can go back and have a look through them.
Why are you asking that question? Well, there's obviously a rhyme and a reason why. So please tell us.
Why? Because they're gonna fucking sell on the 31st when they unlock.
Is that what you're saying? Are you saying there's going to be a pumper and then there's going to be a dumper? Isn't that what always happens?
And then a repump.
Yeah.
And then the repump.
Bullish, unlock, dump, repump.
And then all you got to be is like the genius who times it perfectly and makes himself a serious amount of money in the process.
I'll sell before the pump, rebuy at the top, and then resell before it.
You and I are two peas in a pod, sir.
Paper hands.
I mean, it has been brutal holding this, because it's like, what's this range here?
The range has been insane. Like from launch.
Oh god, look at that 80% range just there. That's
insane. Wait, did you see the guy the other day dumped 40 ETH, like a 40 ETH bag?
Way at the bottom.
No, it's one of those big red candles. He just literally like puked 40 ETH.
Might have been this, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
But yeah, it's been a frustrating one, but I've just give up and just keep holding it now. But there's a few others, like Flash is recovered pretty damn well, kind of went under the radar. But again, this is kind of LSD related. I suppose the best product market fit for these yield trading tokens and protocols like Flash and Pendula are certainly around speculating on LSD yield. So it makes a lot of sense. This is kind of moving in the right direction. Volume come back in here on the 15th. So what's that up? It's like that's up like maybe, well, if you'd have timed the complete bottom, you've probably got a 2x on your money. So it's not bad. Everything's moving in the right direction. There's certainly some, I just think Joe's like incredibly mispriced as well.
Yeah, I'd agree. All you've got to do is just slip into their Discord and read their announcements and just read everything that's coming. And it writes its own bullet. I literally, like, the great thing about doing a newsletter is you can talk yourself into buying things very, very easy because you're still like bullish and bearish case. I was this close, yeah. I'm gonna admit this, you know, live on air, this close to buying a bag of Ben when I was doing a bag of Ben. I was buying one of the newsletters. Literally, I said in Discord, like, you know, would it go against like ethical beliefs to buy a bag? And then literally the next day it pumped by 60%, and I was just like, really? Wow. Really?
You're too ethical for your own good. You can only make
you know what you know horrible. You know what, Dan? there's a rule. A trade is a trade, sir, and there's no, you can't look at it beyond that. It's like, is Ben Armstrong just a complete villain? Absolutely. You know, well, like, is his latest shenanigans?
He made a lot of people really rich, man. He made a lot of people really rich.
And the thing is, he's just, whether you agree with the dude or not, has got absolutely nothing to do with a good trade. You know, and this is what we need to learn, is a good trade is a good trade. If you see it, you take it. XRP, probably one of the best plays I had in the last bull market. I didn't really talk about it, like, but it was. So was Carbonga. Carbonga, I bought it at like absolute lows. It was like 0.0 something stupid, like 0.03 or something like that. And sold it past a dollar. No, dude, it was just the most ridiculous trades. Those are good trades. I mean, XRP, good lord, dude. That's just like what they represent and who they are. Just absolutely terrible. Carbonga, even worse.
But I bet you, man. I bet you. Like, this obviously ain't financial advice, but I bet you that Ben Coin will have its time again. And I reckon
you have a theory around that, don't you? You have a theory. Please share it.
So we'll remember like when BitBoy was having like his redemption arc, and he went and became the SBF bounty hunter for the dog, the big bad dog, and he went off to, like, you know, where is it? The Bahamas or whatever, where SBF was living to try and find him or whatever. But that was all about his political bill, which is like his crypto bill for the people. Now, if you actually look at what he's going to do with Bencoin, is he's going to make it like the coin of the people. It's going to be a stand up to the government. And I think he's just really pissed off because SBF beat him to the whole, you know, trying to get a bill through legislation. I reckon that's what it's going to be. And I reckon if he can get the airtime on it as well, like actual real airtime on like Bloomberg or whatever, and that coin is going to pump. And when people start to realize that it's a political play and it's more, and he's now the figurehead that has another redemption arc, I could really see that pumping again. Really could.
Okay, so I see several fundamental problems with this theory of yours. The first thing is that...
Hey, fundamentals don't exist. It's crypto.
Grant knows exactly what's coming, so just brace yourselves. The first thing is that in order for him to have any kind of political round two redemption arc around some kind of a bill, he needs to own Ben. At the moment, there's no deal that's going to happen in light of what it is that he's just spoken about. He dumped on his followers. He's talking about Ben, somebody who's going to fund his purchase from this other Ben. So we've got a guy who's got a profile pic of a Bored Ape Yacht Club ape wearing a crown, and he's just solicited $7 million from his followers, and he's going to now sell to the other guy who's like just dumped on his followers, who's telling you he's got a TradFi connection, he's going to organize a whole lot of money and they're going to do this deal. And bro, I don't see it happening. All I'm seeing is smoke and mirrors and more smoke and a lot of fat people.
Ben actually then becomes a weight loss program. There we go.
There we go. He's going to do like a Herbalife, but it's going to be for crypto and it's going to be really fun.
Well, that's all it is. Hey, it's the same fucking thing. It's a multi-level marketing fucking scam, but just in a different format.
Fucking hilarious.
Danny, you following this?
I have been, yeah. I kind of like watched it and then it just kept going and going.
I opened a short on this and now you know why it's mooning.
Send it to Valhalla.
Mate, you're going to get wrecked.
No, I got wrecked. I got liquidated about 3 days
ago. This is where Jerry opened his shot.
Here we go. No. It was there on your 2187 there.
Yeah. So do you know what this is?
It was a crypto Banzer coin ages ago. And they're like rooting and tooting. Ignore them, but it's basically like a decentralized GPU coin that's coming over to Solana very soon.
Yeah, so I think it's like a mega Ponzi, and I don't think a decentralized GPU
has anything to just do with it.
Sounds fucking stupid, doesn't it? It's like Helium's answer to, even though Helium seems to be doing something pretty good, but it's just like anytime you slap decentralized and then something else, decentralized flavor of the week, you can do it with fucking anything. And obviously off the back of what's happening with the demand for GPUs because of AI and augmented reality and everything along those lines. NVIDIA's up like 3x. Yeah, it's up like 3x since.
Dude, they're up like $5 in pre-markets as well.
Look at this chart, bro. This looks like a fucking shitcoin chart.
Fuck. It's up 3x since October 2022. This will just keep going.
Imagine being long on this thing.
This will just keep. This will just keep going. Nancy Pelosi's long on it, isn't she?
She is long on it. We haven't brought Nancy Pelosi up in the newsletter for a while. She needs to make a re-entry.
Yeah, I'll do a feature on how retirement's going for her.
I honestly think this is a piece of shit, but two, it's just basically running off the back of what's happening with NVIDIA. This is a coin that your Uber driver would love to tell you about.
Yeah. When he does, that's when you sell it.
Yeah, but it has that very, very easy, tangible story to tell people. So that's why I like it. I know what it is. I know I can see through it, but these are the things that I like. Like as you were just saying about buying Carbongo and fucking XRP in bear market, some of the best trades ever. Stuff like this, where I think it's a lot of shit to be honest, but and the wrong people are completely talking about it as well. So always kind of speaks volumes, and there's always like rumors of Apple using it and shit like that, which I don't know. But hey,
Apple's got enough money to like buy real life centralized GPUs. I don't need to worry about something decentralized that six people use.
Correct.
Yeah, Apple are launching the mixed reality headset on June the 5th, apparently.
I saw that.
So that kind of adds fuel to the fire.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a very giant, big bitter pill that Mr. Facebook's going to have to swallow and realize that what he's been building for the last 340 years is actually shit. And Apple came along and just said, this is how you do it, buddy. That's what's going to happen.
Is Decentraland not due a pump then off the back of that?
Due something.
Whoa.
Oh, there you go. Look at that beautiful chart. Isn't it beautiful?
Makes you'd absolutely expect, no sense. That chart.
You'd expect it. But
But Grant just called it, dude. He just said, you can expect a pump, and then he opens a chart, we think it's flat, and then he fucking squeezes it and looks like it's about to go to Valhalla.
It will be cool as shit, that, though. I'm not, like, walking around in these Apple glasses, though. Fuck that. Like, there's a reason contact lenses were made. People don't like wearing fucking glasses. Never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Gimpy little specs that tell people your own body temperature and shit like that.
Like, mate, it's like the Google glasses. That, right?
Well, they didn't work because of that. Yeah. I think that's,
What's Meta doing, actually? Has that been performing?
Mate, Meta's one of the best performers of the year because they also, like, dumped the whole idea of the metaverse as well. And I think that's why. Look at that. Look at the gaps in the chart there. Straight move.
So Meta is up because it abandoned the metaverse.
Yeah.
Basically, they cut their losses.
It's just a verse. There's no Meta. There's just a verse.
Plus, have you seen it? Like, Mark Zuckerberg's taken up mixed martial arts and Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
And he's been doing, like, BJJ competitions. I'm just like, mate, could you imagine fighting him? And, like, if you didn't like him or something, like, you could absolutely crush him, the little dweeb.
I don't know, he'd fuck you up now. He looks
savage.
That's why I'm kind of bullish on it. He's a little nerd assassin, isn't he? Did you see him fighting Volkanovski in, like, the VR?
No, I missed that.
He was sparring with him in, like, the whatever it is. Whatever they've spent billions upon billions of dollars on. That's probably going to be worth absolutely nothing. But, yeah, I think, like, any of these decentral, whatever it is, metaverse kind of coins could catch a bid. I guarantee this is when Facebook announced, I know for a fact it is, and I can remember where I was around that time for some weird reason, but this is the announcement on what? I think that was the majority of a day. Let's have a look at that. Look at that candle. So Facebook announced it's going to rebrand to Meta.
Wow.
It's like a 300% candle in one day. That's fucking mental.
Jesus, you don't see that in the top 100 coins, rarely, do you?
You joke about, like, six people being left in crypto, but I think there's, like, six people actually using the central land. I think there's, like, 11 active users or something stupid like that. But
when you're playing something like World of Warcraft and you have to, like, fly between places and you literally just click auto and it takes you, like, 20 minutes to go from one place to the other just to see a human being. That'd be the same in what's happening, like, the sandbox and Mana at the moment. Absolutely fuck all.
Are we allowed to go into this one?
I think we should. I mean, we're wearing the hero caps.
I'll click on this, but everyone has to be responsible. It's very, very low liquidity and it's a very low market cap. So don't be messaging me for refunds or don't be messaging any of the fellas for refunds. You're an adult, so make your own decisions on it. But so we can now trade Bitcoin in our Discord server if anyone's in there. It's closed. We might open it on the weekend for an hour or two. But it's because of this new YOLO NOLO product. You can effectively just type /YOLO and enter an amount that you want to bet on the price of Bitcoin over the next 5 minutes. You're basically betting if it's going to go up or going to go down. So if you're betting on it going down, you type /NOLO and then enter your amount in USDC.
So what you'll probably end up seeing is what I've been doing is I've been counter-trading everything that Jedi's been doing. When he goes YOLO, I go NOLO, and I have made an absolute fortune.
So, /YOLO. So, and that's connected to a Solana wallet. You can actually generate a private key by messaging this bot directly, /config and space, and it'll generate your private key, plug that into Phantom, send a couple of shekels over, and then you can just trade directly out here. which is kind of mental. I'd love to see them set this up in Telegram because this would actually print.
They will be setting it up on Telegram. They're going to be posting their roadmap later on today. I think one of those things might be Telegram, and then they're looking at cross-chain. There's a whole lot of stuff that's coming. I mean, let me just go into my notes because I had a meeting with one of the devs.
You allowed to tell people this?
Yes, I am allowed to tell people this because it will be released by the time that they listen to this podcast.
Hilarious.
So they're going to be giving people, like token holders will be getting a share in protocol revenue. So it's not just going to be from the liquidity pools, but they're going to be giving, a percentage of what the bots are making out there. They're going to be giving back to token holders. And then they're going to be obviously trading, the bot will be able to trade cross chain. So it won't just be Solana. It'll also be ETH and all the rest of them. So they want to have it pretty much on all so that if you don't want to make a Solana wallet, you can basically just use your ETH wallet, which I think will be quite quite convenient for people. And then there's a whole lot of other stuff that he didn't want to tell me, but they're on it.
Crypto's like, gambling. That's it.
So... obviously,
so what is that? What's that HUD? What's that heads up display there? Just go back. So it basically tells you what the pool, what's in the pool. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So the reason why we're really interested in it is because the underlying risk engine that's effectively processing both sides of the YOLO or the NOLO trade is powered by Hero. So it's a parimutuel protocol powered by Hero, and obviously there's a revenue share that goes and kicks back and buys Hero and max stakes it for like a extended period of time. So obviously I'm locked to the tits for the next 4,000 years with my Hero. So anything that's gonna anything that's gonna pay me while I'm staked, I'm completely happy with. And as much as we can say on this is this will not be the last thing that launches on the top of Hero over the next 6 to 8 months. There's a full flywheel that's brewing hard. And I don't know how much more we can say about that. They're our sponsor. So obviously we're biased. So take whatever we say with a pinch of salt, but something to take a close look at, I think. And if you are going to buy this shit, just no refunds. It's severely illiquid, so just do what you got to do. But don't be messaging me. Message Dan for any refunds anyway.
The reality of this is that this is like a meme coin that actually has a use case. Imagine that, a meme coin that has a use case that isn't a meme coin. That's what it is. I mean, this thing could potentially go to zero on this chart, or it could go to great heights. Who knows? I mean, that's why Grant's saying just be freaking careful. Don't be stupid. If you are going to
go full BitBoy on it, shouldn't I?
Do not do BitBoy missions. Do not do Dan missions where he sold his Nan's tea set that she got from her great grandmother. And now
I stole my Nan's pension last week, aping.
No, that's not what you do, guys. Do not do what Dan did. Do not rob your Nan.
I'm going to sell it. My Nan's got so many false gold teeth, but like the real gold false teeth.
No, Dan, you can't. That's not your plan C, bro. No. No. Please leave your Nan's teeth alone.
Two of them are in the pawn shop at the moment.
I nearly got kicked out of the chat on YOLO NOLO for spamming it. It told me off. It sent me a private message as well, so I felt like a little naughty school kid. It sent me a private DM shouting at me. But we've got Bolo Zenden, we've got Rolo, YOLO, Frolo, Rabbit Holo, Cholo, nice. And we've got Colo Touré in there as well. So,
indeed, hilarious.
They're going to be putting out an important update in about an hour from now. So I think the
whole thing with this is that it's just fun, you know. It's a fun aspect. you can also win some money, but you know, we kind of like betting $1, $2, $3, and $4 at a time and just having fun. You know, at the end of the day, it's like, could this thing like really take off? I think it could. I mean, people love to just sit on Discord and talk shit and, you know, spin dice. And this is what this is. It's no different. What happened in your last one?
What was the result? I've asked them to see if they can send out an updated notification if you win. I think they're implementing that. So anything like any feedback, they're shit hot and they're just implementing it straight away. They're putting charting functions and stuff like that in. So
yeah,
it's really good. I mean, I'm impressed. If they can get this in Telegram, if they can get it on like fucking Arbitrum or whatever, like using, I don't know, maybe like some cross-chain messaging protocol or something like that, it's going to do some serious numbers in fees. I'm not speculating on the token, just do what you want with that. But
yeah,
it's just interesting. We're happy to integrate anything like this, particularly as we grow out the Discord with the new website and things like that. It's going to be all sorts of fun shit. Trading tools, wallet trackers. We'll let you know how you can get a hold of those. Going to release an article next week. The fun's about to start from us. I can't wait to get it kicked off.
And then you've got that guy sitting in the south of the UK at the moment telling us that there's nothing going on in the market at the moment. If there's nothing going on in the market, then you just make it happen for yourself, Sue, like we are right.
Man, that's what we do.
Dan's basically said DeFi is a scam and meme coins are the future.
Basically, yeah. Basically. That's where the fun is. Like, crypto should be fun.
You drank the Kool-Aid researching that Ben article, I think, and now you need to go to detox.
Yeah, I've become a Ben Maxi now. I'm going to be flying really sure to the States.
All right. Is there anything else you want to wrap it up on?
I think we covered it all today.
I think what needs to happen now is that anyone who has managed to stick around for as long as you have, you are a legend. And secondly, please like and subscribe. If you're not subscribed to our channel, please do it. We'd like to get some advertising revenue from Dan's Nan down the road.
so yeah, I don't have to steal the last time tweet.
Yeah, the last time I checked, there's like 50% of people who regularly watch not subscribed. So we could effectively double our subscriber count, which is really fucking tough to grow. We don't do any shock face thumbnails. We don't do...
And we refuse to do it. We do, however, make really cheesy jokes that we laugh at ourselves. And I'm sure you've probably found one or two of them at least funny. So just like and subscribe, even for that. Just do it. Thank you for the opportunity, gentlemen, for letting me be chirpy today. It's been a bit of a tough week, and it's nice to be able to make a couple of jokes and, more importantly, to laugh at the two of you. It's been fantastic. Thank you so much.
Go and add to your short, please, so the market can move up.
I will go and add to my short. Remember, as Random Task would say, always operate from a place where she is taking care of you.
That's not what he says at all. He always play from a position of strength. No wonder you're getting liquidated left, right, and center.
You need to get him to shout that out next time. That's hilarious.
Right, I'm going before I jump off the cliff.